we were joking with you last week, and you said, you've been practicing with air at your position group. Do you feel like hopefully in the next couple of days you'll have another guy next year?
Whatever Rob feels, if he feels like he's ready to come out there, I would definitely be happy because he brings excitement and makes practice fun. And I'd say if he isn't out there, that me and friends will be having some fun together.
As you watch film, what impresses you most about the Giants defense later in the season?
Their front four. They put a lot of pressure on that quarterback, and you can see the Green Bay game. They just moving Rodgers out of the pocket so much, he couldn't really get comfortable. And when Aaron Rodgers is comfortable, the world knows that he's going to tear your defense apart. So we just got to slow down that defensive line, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
Has there been a point yet in the week where, the fact that you're at the Super Bowl has set in, or has that point not even come yet?
There's been some times I sit back, and I was sitting with Spikes the other day, yesterday, and just sitting there in the car, and was like, wow, we're really playing in the Super Bowl. And I know it'll really hit me when we get to the game and walk in, all those cameras flashing, and really noticing this is the Super Bowl. But it's a dream come true. I never thought I'd be in this position or have this experience, but I'll definitely take it all in and hold this for the rest of my life.
Aaron, when Tom said after the AFC Championship that he sucked, did that surprise you at all that he would say that?
Tom's a humble person, and he's a realist, and he's not going to go up there acting like he played his best game when he didn't, and I think that's how it should be, and he's accountable to how he played and what he does, so I feel like that's great that he did that, but I don't think he sucked in that game because he's also a reason why we stay in the game and win the game, but he wants to play at that best quarterback of all time in every game, and he is probably the best quarterback to play the game. So.
Is he the same way with you guys? If you guys aren't playing well, they tell you you suck?
Oh, 100%. And he's a very optimistic guy. He's not going to be downing us and saying we suck or we're horrible. He'll just say, I expect more out of you. You better pick it up. It's a big game. You know what I mean?
Aaron, what's the competition like with the two of you at the tight end position? Obviously, it's a friendly competition, but do you guys ever talk about it numbers-wise with each other?
Honestly, no. I'm surprised, actually, we don't. But we don't even really compete that much because what's crazy is we're actually very close. We have a great bond. We always chill together. We're not really competing. And maybe when we first got there, we competed a little bit because we kind of didn't know if we were supposed to be friends. Are we supposed to be laughing with each other when we're both trying to get a starting job? But when we both started working together and as one, we really took it as one. And a thing we do talk about is maybe stats together and both of our stats adding up compared to other two tight end sets. But we're never really competing with each other.
Did you ever think it could be this successful with two tight ends? I mean, could you ever imagine it being like this?
I knew there was a chance because with two tight ends, you could also do a lot of running and spread us out and do a spread offense. And Patriots used to be just spread offense. Now we have so many variations of things that we could do. It just expands that offense that much more. And obviously, with Rob being such a threat he is, it just causes distractions because you need to focus on Rob Gronkowski because he's so big and so much of a threat. You need to have eyes on him at all time, and just opens it up for everybody else.
What you guys are trying to accomplish when you go into that two tight end set? I mean, the matchup problem is trying to create.
You said what problem?
Can you put that in just in the latest?
It's just with Rob Gronkowski, the defense has to say, are we going to put a linebacker on him? They put a linebacker on him, we're going to go to him until they put somebody else. They put a safety on him over the top and a linebacker underneath him. Okay, that's two guys on him now. Someone has a one-on-one mismatch. And if you want to put a safety on him, he's too big for a safety, so Tom could just put it in the right spot. And basically it starts with Rob, and then who are they going to double team? You only can double team two people. Are they going to double Gronk and West, and it leaves me one-on-one, or Gronk and me, it leaves West one-on-one, so there's a lot of problems.
And the evolution of